Coming up, the tip snit for Wednesday, the 22nd of July.
Calling the Tri-City Tipsnet. Good evening. Welcome to the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club Tipsnet. This is Kilo 1 Delta Charlie Tango. My name is Dave. I'm located in the town of Preston. And unfortunately for you, I will be your net control for this evening. Membership in the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club is not necessary for participation. All licensed amateurs are welcome to check into the net. Those that do not wish to check in are certainly welcome to listen. The net operates on the 147.060 megahertz repeater with a PL tone of 156.7 hertz. If needed, the secondary is not that, because it used to be 146.97, but that is no longer a FM analog format. The net is held each Wednesday evening, starting at 7 p.m. local time, with various net controllers on a rotating basis. This net is intended to provide an informal operating environment for new operators, as well as for experienced amateurs. The purpose of the net is to provide a venue for presenting questions, obtaining answers, and advice related to amateur radio. Also to promote good fellowship among amateur radio operators, and to encourage the use of good operating procedures. Let me reset. The TIPSNET is a directed open net, which means we call for a round of check-ins. When we have everyone checked in, we'll go down to the list of check-ins for comments and questions. During the check-in phase, please state if you have a question for the net. We'll ask for your questions after everyone has checked in. There are three sections to TIPSNET. First, the open net with rounds of questions and comments. Second, there will be a section for announcements about upcoming events and items of interest. And third, there is an opportunity for those that are wishing to sell, swap, or seeking amateur-related items. Unless otherwise directed, all communications should be directed to the net control station. When checking in, please say, "This is," and release the mic exactly like this, and listen to ensure no one else has called at the same time you have. Then, slowly, give your call sign phonetically, please, along with your name, location, and state if you have a comment or a question for the net. I'll begin to take check-ins now. This is Dave, Kilo 1 Delta, Charlie Tango, your net control for this evening. I'll start checking, taking check-ins now. Please come with your call sign slowly.
Kilo Alpha 6, Papa Delta Golf, Kevin in Norwich, and now that I've got Radio Cat Phoebe peeled off the ceiling, I have no questions.
This is Kilo 1, Judith, Mike, November, Jerry, no questions.
This is November, Radio United. Matt, no questions. Just here for the commentary. This is... November, Kilo, 1, Victor. Steve, commentary. No questions yet.
Here is Kilo Charlie 1 Tango Whiskey Romeo Tim City Grot. No questions. All right, excellent, excellent call up. I'm impressed. We have N1LEY Tim, K6PDG Kevin, K1JMN Jerry, KF5NRU Matt, NK1V Steve, and KC1TWR Tim. Are there any other check-ins before I go down to the list or start with throwing out some possible topics? Any further check-ins? This is Kilo 1 Delta Charlie Tango. All right, well, I know Tim is mobile, so we'll see if he just wants to jump in. I know you said you were in Meriden, so I don't know if you're coming or going, Tim. N1LEY, K1DCT, in the tips net.
Good evening to Dave and the rest of the net, and I am coming closer to the repeater. I'm just going by Guida's Middletown now, Middlefield, wherever I am here on 66. Let's see, no big questions. Maybe somebody does have an answer. I will ask about it. I have a DMR hotspot, and the whatever IP address or thing I was connected to apparently is no longer. So my ability to connect to New England's DMR talk groups has dropped out. I was able to select another one from the drop-down menu, and boy, I wish I could remember the names for all the terms I'm using. I wonder if anyone else had that problem, and if so, which IP address or server should I be connected to? There is a good question to ponder. Other than that, I will just kind of be listening. And Dave, thanks for running the net. N1LEY.
All right, Tim. Yeah, you're plenty strong, and I know where you are out there on Route 66, going by the reservoir and coming into commercial area of Middletown shortly. So very good. Well, I cannot help you with the hotspot. I have a DMR radio. The amount of times I can check into a net and everything else, I could probably just use it as a wheel chock. So I can't help you with that, but maybe somebody can. So maybe somebody has some input about a hotspot or something else. I was going to bring up some obscure things like Thevenin equivalent circuits or coco rods. So let's go down to K6PDG and see what Kevin has to say tonight. This is K1DCT in the tips net.
All right, thank you, Dave. K6PDG here in Norwich. Coco rods, huh? Well, that's something I know very, very little about. But Jerry will be coming up here in a few minutes on the roster. Jerry and I learned all about coco rods when we were up in Rhode Island about a year ago at an air show. No, that wasn't an air show. It was a Hurricane Hunter show. And the National Weather Service was talking to us about coco rods. Wonder if you remember that, Jerry. Two thoughts, and then I'll be quiet, at least for this round. One is hearing all the check-ins you got on the net, Dave, and I know it's not your smile. I'm thinking of the pre-net activity on the repeater, and I'm thinking, well, that's one way to get everybody listening to the repeater and then checking into the net. The other on a more serious note, let me reset. Serious, but also somewhat lighthearted. As you know, Dave, I'm new to 6 meters, and I just got this Halo antenna, which is tuned for the lower part of the band, so I'm a 6 meter single sideband guy, or trying to be. And I've had two QSOs. One was with a station about 100 feet from my transmitter, and the other one was with Dave, and that one really doesn't count. Why am I picking on you tonight, Dave? So today, just out of the blue, I happened to be listening to the 697 repeater, and I heard K1PAI and K1MTD talking, both of whom I know. And so I chimed in on their QSO because they were, well, Roger was talking about, said they were talking about 6 meters. So I don't know, I made a comment or asked a question or something, and I said, gee, I don't know much about 6 meter propagation. I'm curious if I'd be able to talk to you guys on 6 meters. Well, Mary is in Andover, and Roger's up in, I think, Weathersfield still. And lo and behold, we got on 50.130, and I was able to work Roger very well. Very nice copy, very good communications. Mary was a little bit lighter. I think she might be down in a valley or something. She's closer to me. She's in Andover. But I actually found out today that my Halo 6-meter antenna really and truly does work. KA6PDG, back to net.
All right, well, very good, Kevin. I'm glad it works. And, of course, sure. Any QSO with me never counts for anything. So let's get on and see what Jerry knows about DMR hotspots, Thevenin equivalent circuits, Coco rods, just tossing out some stuff here, like cleaning day. K1JMN, this is K1DCT in the TIPS net.
K1DCT, Kilo1JMN. And good evening, everyone. And no, I don't remember anything about that DMO hotspot. I clean forgot. It's over a year ago. I can't remember a thing. Anyhow, back to net, K1JMN.
Okay, very good, Jerry. Let's see what Matt has to say. KF5NRU. I didn't know if you were mobile or not. Excuse me, Matt. I know you are quite often, so I hope I didn't miss you. But come on in and comment on anything that's been mentioned so far, or if you'd like to toss something out there. KF5NRU, K1DCT in the TIPS net.
To do a class or something on why leaving Vox on all the time or voice operated transmissions on all the time might not be a great idea, especially if you have a Bassett out. But anyway, no, I love you in the net, and I was planning on coming in here anyway. Hey, I'll turn it back over to you and net control. This is KF5NRU in the TIPS net. We'll be on the side and listening.
All right, well, very good, Matt. Good to hear you in here. And yeah, I thought it was just, as I mentioned to Kevin, I thought it was a little skip coming in from K9 land. But maybe it wasn't. So let's get on to Steve, NK1V. I know he's a pretty sharp guy, into a lot of stuff. Maybe he's got something good for Tim about hotspots, DMR. Anything been mentioned so far? NK1V, this is K1DCT in the TipsNet.
NK1V, good evening all. Yeah, DMR, I haven't done much with it. I played around with it for a little bit. I do just understand the basics with the hotspot and all that, but I didn't get into it enough to be of any use. I still tinker around with D-Star because most of my radios are ICOMs, and kind of play around with that a little bit, and just haven't really made a lot of contacts on that either. I've done a little bit of stuff with that, but nothing major. And so I'm no help on that. I have no idea what Kokoraz is, and I feel like I should know that because I've done a lot of stuff with the Weather Service and got that little handy card with the tape measure on it in my wallet and all that stuff. So I have a feeling I'll be embarrassed when I find out what it actually means. But back to that, and K1V.
All right, Steve. Well, the only reason I know what Kokoraz is because I recently went through the training for weather spotter. I've called a refresher, though it's probably 10 years past. But that's okay. So let's get out and see what Tim knows about any of this stuff been mentioned so far. KC1TWR on the TipsNet, this is K1DCT, your net control.
What? Who? Me? This is KC1TWR. I have bought the hardware to build a hotspot, but I haven't actually started to work on that, so I do not have an answer for the IP address question. I'm sorry about that. And I'm ashamed to say that I took the Skywarn Weather Spotter refresh training about 6 months ago, and my mind is a blank when it comes to Kokoraz, so I do not remember. I apologize for that. So I'm betting 0-2 so far. Hopefully next round I might be able to at least get a single out of this. I don't know. Shall see. Back to net control, KC1TWR.
All right, well, we've been down to the list one time, so I'll take a little break here and call for if there are any additional check-ins to the TipsNet. Please call now. This is your net control, Kilo 1 Delta Charlie Tango. Josh, we'll go to you. I don't know if you've been listening for a while. We're kicking around some stuff. Tim, N1LEY, was asking about DMR hotspots, IP addresses. Noticed some change. I can't explain it all because I don't have a hotspot. But I don't know if you have any input for that, or we're talking about Kokoraz. Nobody's wanted to bite on the 7-in equivalent circuits yet. I can't imagine why. But go ahead and pick it up, Josh. K0JEB, K1DCT in the TipsNet.
All right, K1DCT. This is K0JB. I didn't catch all the conversation, but as far as IP address on a DMR hotspot, if your hotspot MMDVM board has a built-in OLED display, after you get it booted up on the display, it should tell you what the IP address is of the Raspberry Pi, so you can go to the web page to log into it. If it doesn't have an OLED display, when you turn on a Raspberry Pi, the programming in there, after it boots, the green light on the green LED on the board should do a, I believe, a Morse code indicating what the IP address is. I could be wrong, but I think that's what was built into it. Other than that, the only other way would be to log into your Wi-Fi router and see what the IP address is that way. And Loco Caracha, other than doing some dancing, I have no idea what that's all about. So anyway, hope everybody's having a good evening so far. It's K0JB, back to net.
All right, Josh, well, that's more information about DMR hotspots than I had. So hopefully that helps Tim when we get back around. Let's see what Jeremy has to say, how long he's been listening, and see if he has any input to the current topics. KC1NBY, K1DCT.
KC1NBY, good evening, Dave, and good evening to the net. I hope everyone's having a good day. As far as the hotspots, one of the things that I was able to do was when I booted it up, I actually plugged the display into it, plugged it into the TV, and when it popped up, it told you the IP address and the other things that you could type into the web browser to get to it. So that was very helpful. And as far as the rest of the topics, I don't know anything about them. But hope everyone's having a good day, and KC1NBY, back to net control.
All right, well, fine business, Jeremy. Thank you for the input there. You know, I know you young guys got all this IP stuff under control. So let's go back to the top of the list here and see if Tim has gotten anything out of the comments that have been mentioned. And then I'll go into what Coco Roz is. So, N1LEY, this is K1DCT in the Tipsnet.
All right, I finally made it through Middletown. I'm mobile in Haddam, Higginham now. So, things are getting better traffic-wise. And I guess the big thing is I got to figure out what my question even is. I had the hotspot set up, and not because I understood it, but because some friends of mine had sent me, a very step-by-step, fill this out and put this data here, and it will work. And it does, but the problem was I didn't learn anything by it. So what had happened was when I log into the hotspot, I can get into the OpenSpot control panel, and everything was working up until a week or so ago, and then it would not connect to whatever server I was supposed to be connected to, and I don't remember which one it was, so I connected to DMR Plus New England under the server listing, and now at least I think it's working, but I don't know how reliable it's connected to the different talk groups. So I think I actually have to now sit down with it and learn what all the different things mean instead of just copying what somebody else had. And as for Coco Ross, I have no idea.
Okay, yeah, well, that's you know, as far as the hotspots, that kind of stuff goes, you know, as they say, plug and pray. So, anyway, I'm not any help on that. Not really into the DMR thing. In my opinion, it marginally does what it's supposed to do. But as far as cocoa rods go, I will delve into that a little bit. It's not really an acronym. There's a better word for it, but I won't probably come up with it here. For Community Collaborative Rain, Hail, and Snow Network. So it's a bunch of people that you get a fancy rain snow gauge, and you can, so when we get rain, snow, hail, etc., you can report that to the website, and that goes up to the weather service. So they have a better idea, you know, instead of estimating, however, you know, they have their official reporting locations that say, okay, you got 2 inches of rain, but they can change that on this community input to give a better idea of how much rain, hail, snow, exactly what you got in an area. So it can change the outcome. So that's what it's all about, and it's something that came up during weather spotter training. And I've been kind of looking at it and deciding if it's something I want to dive into. It's not complicated. You buy a gauge, it's about $40. And then you report on report your input. So it's not complicated like a hotspot. But that's what it is. So it's Charlie Oscar Radio Alpha Hotel Sierra. You can go out and Google it, Bing, anywhere on the interweb, and find out what it is. So with that, we'll get on to Kevin and see if he's been re-educated. K6PDG, this is K1DCT in the TipsNet.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I get re-educated every time I turn this darn radio on, Dave. Yeah, and I think that you don't have to be a ham. There are some hams that are involved with cocoa rods, and I may be wrong. I usually am. But I think one of them is KE1LV, I think, is a cocoa rods reporter. And I think maybe KB1RAY, but I'm not sure. I'm almost positive that that Ed is. And I think there are one or two other hams around that are involved in it. Again, you don't have to be a ham. But and somewhere I still have the recording of an interview I did with the guy from the Weather Service about cocoa rods. Now I'll have to go dig it out and see if it's useful. Maybe I can post it somewhere for hams to listen to. I also got thinking about inadvertent emissions. A ham operator's nightmare. We hope they never happen. Sometimes they do. And sometimes you're the culprit. I was living in California, Northern California, in the 1980s. And I was working night shift at the radio station I was working for. I worked 4 to midnight. Let me reset. So I tended to sleep late. I'd come home, generally didn't get to bed till 2:30 or so in the morning. And my cleaning lady, once or twice a week, would show up, usually about 7 or 8 in the morning, and I'd still be sleeping. And sure enough, one morning she showed up, and I woke up and knew that she was there and rolled over and went back to sleep, and sometime later, I don't know, 10 o'clock or so in the morning, the phone rang. And it was a friend of mine who was a sergeant on the sheriff's department and also a ham operator. And he said, Kevin, go in your shack and check your radio. I said, okay. So I went in the shack and checked the radio. And sure enough, my cleaning lady had been tidying up with her whatever and keyed the lock switch on the microphone, and the hams and the sheriffs had been out looking for where it was coming from for a couple hours. So, good idea not to leave the radios on when you're not home, KA6PDG. And I did eventually get bailed out of jail.
All right, well, you know, those things do happen, Kevin, and glad you got out. Hopefully parole wasn't too long on you, but very good. I am going to just circle back to Tim here real quickly, because I know he is mobile and probably getting close to home, and so I will check back in with Tim just to see if he has any final input before he gets home and drops off the list. So N1LEY, K1DCT, and the TIPSnet.
Well, thanks, Dave, and good timing, because I'm just about to cross over the Connecticut River, and that puts me very close to home. It was fun to listen on the net and chat with all you guys, and glad I stumbled across it at the right time, and I'll have to set a reminder to check in, you know, a week from now. I think it's a weekly net, but great social net. I like these kind of things, so it's good to catch up with hams that may not be on the repeater at the same time. I'm normally driving to and from work, and today happened to be a late day. I'd swing and do some other errands on the way home and that type of thing, so it worked out well. So everyone have a good evening, and you know, enjoy the warm weather. I guess it's better than snow. It tests on the air conditioning system, so you can be sure it's good for the rest of the year, I suppose. 73 to all from N1LEY.
All right, Jim, very good to hear you, and glad I circled back in time. So I will I'll put you down as signed out at this point. So, yes, the net meets every Wednesday, 7 o'clock, this repeater, providing everything, you know, everything is aligned. Just put, you know, the moon is in the seventh house, and Mercury aligns with Mars. So we'll be here. All right, let's go back to a second time to K1JMN. Any further input about hotspots, cocoa rods, something out of the ordinary, strange emissions, all that kind of stuff? K1JMN, K1DCT, and the TIPSnet.
K1JMN. Yes, I just did a Google search on cocoa rods and was much impressed with all the information they have there about weather. And, oh, sorry, that was a slip of the trigger finger. So, there's a lot of information there about precipitation, and oddly enough, it's easy to do and easy to join. Aside from a slight expense for measuring vessels, doesn't take much. It's all simple stuff. So all you gotta do is be there to take the measurements and then report them in. That sounds like an easy task. And, all right, I'll go back to net control, K1JMN.
All right, very good, Jerry. I got the website up here on the big screen, so very good. Let's see what Matt has to what input he has. KF5 NRU. This is K1DCT in the TIPSnet. Mm-hmm. Okay, we'll circle back. Matt must be involved in something else. Maybe he had to move on. So, NK1V, Steve, further input, comments? K1DCT in the tips net. Yep, it's, hey, that's why we do this, because everybody's got, a different little area of expertise, and, this hobby, it's kind of tough to know it all. I've met some people that think they have, but I was not convinced, and I certainly don't claim to, anyway. So let's see if Tim has further comments about DMR, Coco Roz. We still got time if you want to throw a wrench into the works. KC1TWR, K1DCT in the tips net.
Thanks, Dave. This is KC1TWR. And, I'm going to have to check out this Coco Roz. It really does not ring a bell. I did bring up the webpage, and I'm going to have to do some investigation in this. And, my wife's been kind of interested in weather, so maybe the two of us will start getting involved with this part of it. That would be good. As far as throwing a wrench into it, I don't know. I mean, are we talking standard, metric, or, some other form of measurement-type wrenches? And are we talking about adjustable wrenches, monkey wrenches, plumber wrenches, or what kind of a wrench? There's all different kinds out there, including a wrenched elbow. I've seen that happen. Not very pretty. But that's about it. Today's a Wednesday, and I don't know, the heat's going to just keep on rising and rising. So I'm still huddled inside now, not only because of COVID-19, but because of the heat. So my wife and I are huddling away in our little bubble here and trying to make the best of it. And with that, back to you, Dave, K1DCT from KC1TWR.
All right, Jim, thanks for the input. And, it's been a bit steamy out there lately as far as if we're talking weather, and although I did get out for about an hour long walk with the dog, but that was this morning, and she was smart enough to take the shadier paths, so it is a bit steamy out there, but I personally would rather be sweating than shivering. That's not everybody's choice, so let's see if K0JEB has any further input as to anything been brought up. Before I turn it over to Josh, as far as wrenches go, the Stilson wrench for plumbing was actually invented in by a man named Stilson in Massachusetts. So, and a spanner wrench in America is not the same thing that you get in England. And with that, K0JB, any further input, K1DCT in the tips net.
K1DCT is K0JB. As far as any further comments about what was discussed, all I would say is that talking about wrenches, Did you know that the engineers that designed the engines for the modern day cars, they worry about the bolts and the engine, and someone else has to worry about engineering a tool that'll fit in that small space to let you work on it. Other than that, everybody have a good night. 73, K0JB.
Oh yes, I think anybody that's ever fixed equipment has, it doesn't matter whether what it is, whether it's electrical, electronic, automotive, industrial, there's always something that's been designed so that it cannot be fixed. All right, let's get on and see what Jeremy has to input to the rest of the net here. KC1NBY, K1DCT in the tips net.
Yeah. Not left a lot of comments other than on the wrenches. You know, we talk about metric standards and all the different variations, but the adjustable is always the master. With that, I'm going to say 73 and step back here and listen, because down in the basement putting some new lights in. So, KC1NBY, back to net control.
All right, very good, Jeremy. Good to hear you on the net tonight. And let's see, yes, an adjustable wrench and a pair of vice grips. That comprises an Arkansas socket set. And with that, are there any further check-ins to the tips net? This is your net control, Kilo 1 Delta, Charlie Tango. All right, then looking at the clock device, looks like we're ready for the second section, which is announcements of interest. Does anyone have any announcements or items of interest for the net? Please call now, K1DCT.
KA6PDG.
Alright, very good. Are there any other announcements? Alright, Kevin, go ahead with your announcement. K6PDG, K1DCT, and a tips net.
Thank you, Dave. Just want to keep in the forefront of people's minds the Race On Club Picnic, Radio Amateur Society of Norwich Picnic. Annual picnic coming up on Thursday, August 20. Thursday, August 20 at 6 p.m. at the East Great Plain Firehouse in Norwich. All amateurs are welcome. Don't have to be a member of Race On. And the club will provide the meat, and there'll be soft drinks and water and chips. We'd like to get a head count, so if you think you're going to make it, feel free to bring a guest, but get a hold of me or the club president and let us know. That way we can make sure we have enough victuals. We always welcome folks to bring something to share, and that's no different this year, but we realize some folks may be a little bit reluctant about that, which is understandable given the COVID situation. You may want to consider if you'd like to bring something that's prepared at a professional kitchen and sealed, such as a restaurant or a deli or supermarket, but it is not a requirement. Just come and have a good time. We'd love to see everybody, and there also will be an opportunity for a very brief club meeting, so if somebody wants to join the club, we can vote on memberships, and it should be a lot of fun. It always is. It's a covered pavilion, very roomy, so everybody can social distance, and there's cooking apparatus there, and it's really, really a nice venue. Keep it in mind, if you can make it, let us know. We want to make sure we have enough lobster and, well, never mind. KA6PDG, back to net. By the way, I want to know what a monkey wrench is. Is that a wrench that goes backwards?
I think the monkey wrench is, that's a whole nother net. I do actually have a question for KC1TWR. I missed it last Saturday. There was that HF Aries Red Cross thing on digital. I don't know if you have any information or how that went. I was, by the time I remembered it, it was Sunday morning. So, Tim, do you have any anything to report about that? K1 DCT in the tip net.
This is KC1TWR. I don't have any totals. They haven't published that yet. The only thing that I heard was that they had tried 40, and I don't think they were being terribly successful, and that might have moved to 80, but that's what I'm kind of recalling. And my memory isn't noted for being 100% accurate all the time, or even most of the time. So, unfortunately, I don't have terribly good information on that. So, hopefully by next week, they'll get some totals out, we'll know how things worked out. Plus the fact that there was the initial email that said that they were going to use the Red Cross 213 form, and then there was a follow-up email later on that said that they were going to use the ICS 213 form. So, plus they first announced that they were going to use the 40-meter frequency, and if that didn't work, they go to 80. And I had to reply to that and say, well, what is the 80-meter frequency? And they replied, well, the same as the one before, and they gave the frequency. So it's still a little disjointed, but they're working on it. Back to you, Dave. This is KC1TWR.
All right. Well, thanks, Tim. I'll look forward to hearing more about it. I remembered sometime Sunday morning that, oh yeah, there was going to be something. I got to, write that down so I can be there and try it, and it's already gone. So, story of my life. Anyway, let's move on to the third section, which is cell swap or seeking amateur-related items. Anyone that has anything that fits into one of those categories, please call now. This is your net control, K1 Delta Charlie Tango. Hey, I'll make this the last call. This is Kilo 1 Delta Charlie Tango in net control for the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club weekly tips net. Are there any additional check-ins? Please call now.
K1 JMN with a question.
Whiskey 1 Julia, ask your papa. No traffic. Just listening.
All right, very good. K1 JMN, third question.
Yes, I was wondering if anyone might have in stock a knife switch, something that I might want to use for disconnecting and connecting the antenna lead from any sort of antenna. I'm looking for a knife switch.
Okay, just to clarify, this is going to connect to coax, open lead, a little more information?
Yes, I was going to make connections to coax cables, just to a quick way to disconnect antennas when I'm gone away in case of rains and stuff like that. It's a quick disconnect. But if anyone has a better idea for a quick disconnect, I'll entertain that as well.
All right. right. Well, it might be possibly a better idea to just get an antenna switch that takes it to ground. But anyway, let's throw that out there and let John come in and make his comments. W1JOP, K1DCT in the Dipsnet.
Okay, thank you. I don't know what the topic is, so I keep it short. Just got in from work. It was a relatively interesting day at work. So, and it was all good news. So, I'm just to the back, and this is W1JOP73, and have a good evening, all. Thank you.
All right, John, sorry for the delay there, but good to hear you. And what did we talk about tonight? DMR hotspots, a little bit about Coco Roz, weather stuff. So that's about it. Anybody have anything they'd like to ask about what Jerry's looking for? Anything, any final comments? This is K1 Delta Charlie Tango in the Tipsnet. All right, that was, we've had last call. No further check-ins, no further business comments. We're going to close the net at this time. The Tri-City Amateur Radio Club sponsors this net, has their meeting on the second Tuesday of each month, presently on the air, on this repeater. The meetings are at 7 p.m. local time and are open to all interested and, at this time, properly licensed amateurs to be able to check in. Information about the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club can be found at the www.tricityarc.org. We want to thank John W1AN for the use of this repeater. This net will meet again next Wednesday at 7 p.m. on this frequency, and I'm looking forward to it because it's supposed to be Steve talking about parks on the air. I now return the repeater to regular amateur use. This is Kilo 1 Delta Charlie Tango. Good evening and 73rds and kind words.